Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Excuse me. And welcome, everybody. The program where you can call in and say what you're mad about or glad about. We want to hear it. Just keep it clean. I know sometimes it's hard to do that because you get angry over things.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you want to use foul language and curse. Well, that's kind of normal. The outgoing ambassador of Ukraine cursed out that billionaire today.
Elon Musk.
So you see, people do get angry, and it's kind of normal in this crazy world. Anyway, Mad or Glad Monday. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, 609-388-7004, adopting Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, and we thank her for all her help. Let's see, the email, Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net. You want to send them an email. All right. Let's see. You need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. That's the place to call. 631-484-3085. And you talk to Gary. And you don't have to give him your life story. Just tell him you need the food. 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. All right, we remind you about all the beautiful children, some of whom have passed away. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all the Texas children who perished in that horrible shooting. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we remember the children who passed away. And we would add names to that list if people want their child recognized. On Inner Sight. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. Coming up October 14th is their conference on self-advocacy, and we're hoping that they're going to include how to advocate when you're denied a service dog. We sent them an email to that, you know, asking about that and haven't heard back yet, so wait till the end of the week and we'll call and see what's up with that, because that's a very important issue.
Especially it's not even on the ADA. It needs to be changed.
ADA doesn't protect you when you're denied a service.
No.
So there has to be other ways. There should be other ways. Yeah. All right, Inner Sight and Kennedy Realty, my buddy in Islip. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good information on it. Mr. Kennedy Realty, Islip, 631-888-1186. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help. I want to thank my good friend Olga Murray for her help. And all of our friends who believe in what Inner Sight is trying to do, and that is improve the system, get rid of the red tape, make it easier for people to live their lives when they're disabled.
That's
all right.
True.
Don't forget, every Wednesday night is our nursing home show. Millions of people caught up in that trap and have to pay for things they don't want.
That's right. I got to tell you more about that.
Think about that.
Yeah.
When you're in a nursing home, you got to pay for things that you don't want. Shouldn't be.
Mm.
All right. So join us on Wednesdays, 8 to 9 for the Nursing Home Show. And let's see, every Friday is our Frolics, the Funnies, on Friday if you want to have some fun. Start the weekend off right with Inner Sight. Hey, let's see, we got a note here. Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez. You want to stay in shape, learn how to protect yourself, have some fun, meet new people. Here's the number, 631-445-3464. Third Eye Insight with Devin Fernandez. And that number, once again, 631-445-3464.
I have a number for you.
All right. We got a good number. All right, what's the number?
116,126.
All right.
We ran up.
We're on
Thank
our way
people.
Already to 117,000.
That's right.
Our next big goal is 120,000.
That'd be nice.
Hope to make that before the end of the year.
Good hope.
All right.
Moving along.
All right. Inner Sight, brought to you by James Bahamundi, civil rights attorney, 516-783-9662. If you have any civil rights questions, call Jimmy. And let's see, what else we got? All right, Man of Glad Monday. I have a glad. I'm very happy to have received a call today from Senator Wyke's office expressing great interest in having a day for Milton. And I want to thank the town of...
that's great.
Town of... Brookhaven for their proclamation that is on the way to Inner Sight. So we're going to have the proclamation from the town and the day for Milton looks very good through the senator's office. And they told me that part of that would be the proclamation from the town of Brookhaven. So we'll probably have the town and the senator involved.
That's great.
And right after Election Day, we'll be making the plans, and we'll keep you up to date. I want to thank my good friend Ira Tucker for helping to get all this. All right. So we'll keep you abreast of what's going on with Milton. I have another note, but go ahead. What is your...
I have a mad and a glad, but I'd like you to pick which one you want first.
Oh, I don't care. Whatever you feel.
Okay.
Do the mad, then we'll end with the glad.
Exactly. That's what I was going to do. I get a letter from the insurance company. Number one, I can't read it well. I have to put double magnifying glasses, and I get a headache after trying to strain my eyes.
Well,
anyway,
you shouldn't do that. You're going to ruin your eyes.
No, I'm going to demand. I'm going to demand for...
Call them up and
letter.
Tell them to read it.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too.
That's what you should do.
Yeah,
call
really
them. Say,
so
you sent me a letter.
Mm-hmm.
I can't read this damn thing. What do you want? That's what I would do.
Yeah. If I could read this stupid phone number off the thing, I have to get somebody to read it. But
well, get your
aide
to read the phone number and then dial it.
Yeah, then I'll call them, yeah. So that's my mad, and I'm pissed off that I have a feeling. My husband said to me, "It's my each." This is another part of it. It's not... it's like a pricey amount for my medicine. It's like $7,000 a month. For my medicine. Got to change.
That's
I can't
crazy.
Handle it anymore. Isn't it?
And you wonder why you can't get help. There's the answer right there. Look at all the money they're wasting on poison.
Yeah.
Side effects. You know what you should
do? One alone was $4,000.
You know what you should have done along with this? You can't do it now, probably, but when you just announced this, you should have said, ladies and gentlemen, world, I'm going to read to you the side effects of what cost $7,000.
Oh, they're all in there, and their side effects like crazy. And they comfort together.
You don't have them to read, do you?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I have to see if I could see it. No,
well,
I don't.
That's the other thing.
You can't
see it.
No, I don't.
But
nope,
the side effects of these medicines for $7,000 is horrendous. And guaranteed, they've made you worse.
Oh, yeah, I can guarantee that. But the good news is I don't have to pay for it. That's part of the good news. So everything's zero, zero, zero. But they had to get...
But you do pay for it.
Yeah, it was my plan, the extra plan that I
you
bought.
You pay for
it. I have five insurances.
Mean?
Five.
It's because of you that they get the money.
Yeah, and they poison my urine, they poison me. What else can I
You're
do?
You're paying for it.
I'm paying
See,
for them to
you,
poison me.
You can't say to them, look, I don't want that $7,000 to go to this medicine. I want it to go to a doctor
Herbal.
Like Calliope.
That's right.
See?
That's what angers me, and I can't do
it. In that sense, you're paying for
it.
Yeah, you can't direct that money to where you want it to get help.
True. Okay.
There it is.
So that's my mad. Now I want to end with the glad, okay? My Aunt Frida gave me a call twice today, and she wanted to see how I was doing. I said, no, you're the one I'm happy about. I hear your voice. It's been since the hurricane. I haven't even heard her voice. The circuits to Florida are so busy with people calling. There was no way I could get. I was constantly ringing it and waiting until it goes to the voicemail and ringing it until it went to the voicemail. That means her phone was dead or she shut it off, either or. She doesn't still have electricity, so I'm hoping that comes soon. You know?
So she doesn't have electricity.
That's right. I asked her, I said, do you have electricity?
Earlier you told me she did.
That's what I thought. That's what they said, they would not allow her in the house unless there was electricity. So
the aide in there with her?
Yeah, the two aides that she's very familiar with, they're helping her at night. Yeah, until she gets...
she's got to be careful.
Very, very.
You know, in the dark and all that. Does she have battery-operated lights?
Yeah. No. Maybe I should send her some, because I have. Yeah, she's using, I don't like this part. I don't know if she's using candles or not, but I hope she doesn't.
Oh, that's no good. She should have battery-operated light. They should have set that up. You see, that's what I said to you earlier.
Yeah.
See? It has to be thoroughly checked.
Yeah, no.
If there's no electricity, those lights should have been set up.
That's right. Or even a step better, let her see the house first and stay in another area. That would make me pleased. But
with the friend until the electricity came on.
Until the electricity came back. Yep.
That's what I was talking about when I told you. I said, you got to have somebody who knows what the hell they're doing to assess this house.
Yeah, it's only the roof and the carport, and thank God she's alive. I hadn't heard from her.
Now you find out there's no electricity. What else is not working right?
Well, I'm waiting for... I might have to call Florida's utility company. Are they covered by the...
good luck with that.
I know. Are they covered by the... what is that thing called? That Joe used to call all the time for you? I can't remember it now. It was he used to call it whenever any utility didn't give us any kind of service and stuff like that. I forgot the name of it.
Well, you're talking about New York, the Public Service Commission.
That's right. So now that doesn't go
all over. That's New York.
States.
I don't know what Florida has. But you'll never get them now. Then this electricity went off because of a storm.
Yeah, but they have
They're not gonna
people
do anything.
Who are... special needs. They should give them a generator. She doesn't have a generator.
Yeah, right. Don't hold your breath. Well, that's what should.
Yeah.
I hate to say
should
it,
happen.
But a while back we offered help.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
Now, we offered to try to raise money.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. There's never any guarantee, but.
Yeah.
If we would have raised some money, she could have bought a generator.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, all
you know,
can do
I'm
is
thinking
offer,
of doing
you know?
It now, and because there's always hurricanes in her lately in her area. So, and she also gets thunderstorms where they lose the electricity, and also all different animals have bitten her electricity line, as well as you know, like I think she had a possum eat it the last time. You know why they knew it was a possum? No, it was outside, the way they have it exposed.
Oh, the lines are outside?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
That's not so good.
No, it ain't.
Well, that's what I try to warn you about. You know, she should.
Yeah, I have to keep doing what I have to do until everything, you know, goes well. I mean, that's all.
Now she has to sit in the dock. There's no battery-operated light.
There's an aide with her right now. There's an aide with her right now. She's not alone.
I hope so.
Thank God. No, I know. I confirmed with Richie. He spoke with the aide. Yeah, my cousin through marriage.
Well, she's got to be very careful, especially at night, you know. You got to get up, go to the bathroom, forget it, man.
Yeah.
Should have a light.
Yep.
Battery-operated lights.
Well, I have some lights that I could give to her. I'm going to send her one.
Yeah, but what good is that? You're over here. She's over there. Time
like
something
send
gets
it to
through
her.
Over there, forget it. It could be a month.
It'll be over.
Who the hell knows?
Maybe I could get her a camping lantern without any electricity. It's only battery. That's not a bad idea. You know?
I don't know how things are going to get through over there.
Yeah.
But anyway,
right.
The main thing is that you spoke to her and
twice.
She seems to be all right.
Well, the first time around, she hung up rather quickly for me, and then she called me back like halfway through the day, and I was like, oh, thank God, I really want to speak with you. And she said to me, I'm glad you're speaking with me because, you know, I have the roof is no good. And she's saying that the carport is totally destroyed. And basically they have to fix those two things. But she said it's covered by the insurance, I think.
Where's the car?
I don't know. I have to ask her that later.
Oh. You didn't ask her where the car is.
I think she brought it with her. The aide drove it to get it away from that house. The best thing is to get it away from shrubs and everything. You know, like, not shrubs, the trees and stuff.
So she has to
they
park
pine
it
trees
outside now.
Yeah, exactly, for a little while, until they get all the electricity back up.
All
I don't
right,
care. I can't replace
and,
my aunt. Frank, here's the one thing I got to say, the glad part. I can't replace my aunt, but thank God she's here, she's alive. I wanted to hear her voice, and that's basically where it was at.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. She's lucky she's got a stepson like Richie.
Oh, hell yeah.
Otherwise, she'd have been in a nursing home a long time ago.
Already. Yeah, and it's not my fault. I would make sure that she'd come here and then get a house for her if they were going to do that in Florida. And they still want to put her in a assisted living situation. And we were like, no, she doesn't need to be there. She has her
That's
age.
The worst thing.
Leave her alone.
Do.
Yeah.
The worst thing that you can do.
I'm not doing it.
Who's they?
Unless they override me by Adult Protective Services again.
Who's they?
Florida people. The
well,
people
who are you talking about? The agencies?
The agency, yeah.
Well, another reason why I offered to help, you know.
Yeah, I know. Well, I might.
Has Richie got a lawyer?
Not yet. Oh, he has a lawyer through work, so he can call that, you know, lawyer at any time.
Well, he needs a Florida lawyer.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
You know, but even that might not work.
Well, because
knowing
the way
the
stupid
lawyers. New York,
I don't know if they put him with New York or not, you know?
What?
You know how everything is situated in New York, and that you know, either New York or Florida. She hasn't decided on what she
wants
to go.
No, it's a different state. It's not the same thing.
Yeah. No, I know.
Different
I know.
State.
I got to speak with the elder lawyer in a bit. You know.
Anyway, Inner Sight, and I really believe that over the summer, when we had Michelle and Tom Kruger on the program,
right,
that our program was one of the things, in addition to the investigation by the SPCA,
yeah,
one of the very important items that led to the arrest of this trainer.
Oh, I'm happy.
Who destroyed Milton. So today I left a message for the reporter who wrote the story. I'm trying to get a copy of the article.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully she'll get back to me or let me know what paper it was so I can try to get it from the library. But Milton will have justice. Now, that's a glad.
Yeah, yeah.
What kind of justice, we don't know yet. But
exactly.
At least the steps
yeah.
being taken. 213-816-1650, Inner Sight Matter Glad, Monday. You want to sound off? Anybody on the line?
Anthony, but I don't know if he was chimed in. Let me look.
All right.
If he wants to just listen or hold up, I'm trying to get to it.
Anthony from Brooklyn. And let's see, tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday on Nursing Home Show, Thursday's show.
He's listening.
People are afraid of change. That's a
yeah,
lot
Anthony's
to talk
listening.
About within a site. Most of the people who are afraid of change are politicians.
Yeah, I know.
Tell you that. And Friday's the funnies. So there's the week of Inner Sight. By the way, we have a new television time.
Oh, we do?
And
okay.
We got to get some different shows in there. But it's 9 o'clock. I think it's 9 o'clock. Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Channel 20.
Nice.
I'll have to double check that. I'm
mm-hmm.
doing it from memory, but if I got it wrong, I'll correct it tomorrow night.
Yep.
But you can look it up on Altie's
yeah, you can.
Inner Sight. It should be listed.
Mm-hmm.
That's Long Island Cable. And we're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock every Wednesday night. And you can check that out on Channel 3, on the Spirit Channel. They're supposed to be opening up a new studio. I got to call them tomorrow. I don't know
Find
if it's
out.
Open yet or not. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. You want to talk about something you're mad about or glad about? We hope we get more glad than mad.
That's true.
That's always nice.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't always get that. A lot of people complaining about Mr. Biden.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people saying that he, you know, not doing the job he should be doing. And the economy and whatever happened to the stimulus.
Yeah, right.
You know, now, if people had a stimulus now, they'd be doing a lot better.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
It's said on the news, says it quite often, people live from paycheck to paycheck. What about if you don't even get a paycheck?
That's right.
You just get a few dollars a month because you're disabled.
That's true.
You know, and I
with all the money that I'm spending lately, it's just crazy, on the things that I don't want, like medicine and stuff like that. Thank God they gave me this last bit of medicine for free.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff. You want to go. You want to go to the doctor who can do the stem cell.
Right.
You don't want that money to go to that medicine. See,
no,
that's what I said earlier.
Yeah.
They take our money,
mm-hmm.
and they put it in places that we don't want.
That's right.
If I were you, I'd call them up and tell them. I'd at least let them know.
Well, I have to pay for the thing, but I'm going to submit for it, you know? I think that would be the easiest
way. I wouldn't pay for anything. I'd call them up and tell them, I don't want that money to go to this poison medicine. I want it, you know, to go to a doctor that I discovered who I believe can help me. Just for the hell of it.
Yeah, right. It's not
going to
happen. I'll try.
But at least you'll know that you told them.
Right.
See?
You're right.
You told them. You let them know, see?
Yeah.
That makes a difference.
Yeah,
to me, that makes a difference. That's what you should do.
Yeah.
Damn, $7,000 a month?
Yeah.
You could have had your stem cell. And then and then more help.
Yeah. I have to wait and see.
You've been waiting how long?
A lot. I was hoping that the thing is in November, I start that new plan and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're going to pay for Calliope?
I hope so.
I wouldn't count on it.
Mm.
All right, Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday. Then that's got to be a mad that money's being spent
without
for things
that
people don't want.
Yeah.
You know, happens every day of the week in a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
And how many, here's a mad, how many people in this country are on the brink of going into a nursing home and the state is waiting around, you know, like a bunch of vultures to shove them in there and take their money?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, you know, that doesn't make me feel very good about this country. To me, that's not the United States of America.
No.
I love this country.
I do too.
But I don't love the fact that they'll put people in nursing homes and take their money
and kill
for services that they don't want.
That's right.
When a person
mother was in one nursing home, I told them that, you know, they had in the nursing home that I was in the past, they had acupuncture. Now, why don't they add acupuncture in, you know, a nursing home setting?
Well, okay. Everybody should have that.
Yeah.
Should be part of the procedure.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
As long as you want it.
Mm-hmm.
And follow through. Acupuncture, Chinese mm-hmm. medicine, herbal. You know?
Yeah.
The whole thing should come together.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. And anybody like to be on the show, drop us a line or an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. Or you can call the Inner Sight number, 631-224-3090. 829 New York, Mad or Glad, Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And over 116,000.
That's true.
That's a good number.
16,126.
26, all right. Yeah, I think tomorrow. Happy holiday, to all our Jewish friends. I think tomorrow is the last day of Yom Kippur, I believe it is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Tomorrow. I think the schools are closed tomorrow.
Yeah, I think so, too.
All right. So a happy holiday to all of our friends. And now, anybody out there who is in a nursing home, or you know someone in a nursing home, or you're trying to keep someone out of a nursing home, we'd be happy to do whatever we could to help. All right. Unlike the other agencies, you know, we're not restricted by the government, because they don't give us any money. So we have a lot more freedom.
Yeah, we do.
To help people. So if you're in that situation, or you're trying to keep a friend out of the nursing home, and you need help, let's talk about it. There's no guarantee of anything, but we could try.
That's right.
All right. So that's the invitation we extend to people, and be happy to help you get your loved one out of the nursing home, or keep them out, whatever the case may be. All right, 213-816-1650. This is Matt of Glad Monday, and people talking about the election coming up, about a month now, a month away.
Yeah, could you believe it? It's like moving along, less than a month.
Month away.
Yeah.
Well, I've said this, and I'll say it again. I'm only going to vote for people who want to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And at this point, the only one I know who wants to help right now is Senator Wyke, Alexis Wyke.
Mm-hmm. Which is
she's got my vote.
She's got my vote, too.
I'm not telling anybody
I'm
else who to
that.
Vote for.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got my vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's a good person.
Yeah, I think so, too. Even though I don't know her very well, but what you told me, she definitely is a really good person.
My Democratic heritage, which I'm going to change. I'm a registered Democrat. I don't want to be under that anymore. My Democratic heritage, meaning that my mother, my father, my family was Democrats.
The my Democratic, father was a Republican and became Democrat.
The Democratic heritage has done absolutely nothing that I know of to help people who are disabled. In fact, they've made it worse.
Yes, they have.
Now, that doesn't mean that some Republicans are just as bad. Some of them are.
Right.
You know, with politicians, you got to try to find, and it's not easy, you got to try to find the right person.
Yeah.
It's like looking for the right dog.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm comparing politicians to dogs. You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Only dogs are smarter most of the time.
It's true.
So you got to find the right one who at least is extending themselves, trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I have to say that thus far about Senator Alexis Wyke. She is trying to help. And We appreciate that very much. All right, anybody on the line?
Just Anthony so far. Listening.
Yeah. It's Matt or Glad Monday. And, you know, we invite you to talk about anything and everything. I heard a story the other day, definitely a mad, about a woman who, in the subway, was on her way to work, and some guy pounced on her and started hitting her. And, she lost, I forget who told me that story, but she lost, or she was going to, it looked like she was going to lose sight in one eye.
Oh, wow.
And she was talking on the news and appealing to the mayor, you know, why don't you protect people in the subways? And he should. He should do more. Should do more. I remember, oh, I don't know, 20 years ago, or I think it was under Mayor Giuliani, there was a police officer on every train.
I remember that.
Now, that was a lot better. You know? Because, you know, when the train pulled in, the cop could look out the doors and see what's going on and, you know, catch anything that was wrong and all that. They ought to put that back.
Oh, yeah.
See, you ever notice that the politicians change things in the wrong way?
That's for sure.
When there was a cop on every train, the crime went down. Why didn't they leave it that way, the jackasses?
Because they're idiots.
You know? They had something good.
Mm-hmm.
It should have stayed that way.
That's true.
They take away the good, and another guy comes in. Oh, no, we don't need that, you know? We do need it.
Yeah, we do.
I mean, these guys who decide that, they're all surrounded with officers with guns and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them.
Yeah.
So that's a mad that they had that going. Cop on every train.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the cop was there. He walked through the train and see what's going on, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Call for help.
Something, you know.
If you needed it. And then they took it away. And I think, I don't know this mayor, I never met him, but I get the impression that he's too easy on all this stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you.
He's not tough enough.
That's right.
You know, not tough enough. New York's a tough town. You got to be tough.
Yeah, you can make it here. You can make it anywhere. You know.
What?
If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere.
Yeah, but there should be more protection.
Yeah.
213-816-1650 on the phones, and how safe do you feel riding the subway or walking down the street in New York?
Not safe at all, I would say.
I wonder how many people feel that way. I bet you millions.
A lot.
You know. I mean, the politicians should pay more attention to that.
Oh, yeah, they should.
Make people feel safe.
Hmm.
And do something about it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so our big event coming up looks good. We'll be having a day for Milton, which will include what guide dogs mean to blind to the people, and more information about guide dogs. We're going to talk about intelligent disobedience.
Wow.
And we're going to use what happened to Milton to bring the disabled community together.
Yeah.
And enlighten people about guide dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So that's in the not-too-distant future of Inner Sight, and we'll keep you posted and let you know. And you know the best thing about this?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has to spend any money.
That's right. It's free.
This is without money. And we're grateful to all those who want to bring it about and help. So that's going to be one of our big up-and-coming events of Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Something that everybody can be a part of.
That's right.
And we're even going to invite the guide dog school to bring their puppies.
Aw, that's cute.
To honor Milton.
I might fall in love.
All right, Inner Sight.
Next
week is the arraignment of this horrible person who caused Milton to lose his life.
Oh, yeah.
Alleged.
I can't believe how she just left, you know.
And yours truly is planning to go to that arraignment. So.
I'm going.
We'll see what happens.
Just the, what we have.
All right. Matt, a glad Monday. 213-816-1650. And a Thursday show should be interesting. People are afraid of change.
Oh, yeah. I won't be sorry to admit that I was part of change and afraid of change until I met up with you and Joe and you showed me how to do it.
Well, the Inner Sight represents drastic change.
Oh, yeah.
In the system, you know. And people are afraid of that.
Yeah, I know.
You know. But there's good reason to want change.
Oh, yeah.
Because look at the current system, how it's ruining people's lives, causing homelessness in many cases.
That's right.
Misusing the money. You know, expecting us to do the job of the agencies.
Yeah.
You know, and they get paid for it.
That's true.
You know. Having to work with a, with an inferior law that needs to be strengthened. There's change that has to be done right there that's not being done.
Definitely.
And we've approached these people on this, Congress and state. You know, we've approached them. If I had the money, we would be approaching them, you know, a lot more. We don't have that kind of money. We can't send out all these notices and put it up on the internet and, you know, what needs to be done. We can't send it on across the screen and let the average person see it when they're doing all their stuff. We don't have that kind of funding.
No, we don't. I wish we did. That'd be nice.
But we did it as best we could.
Yeah, I know.
And we send it out over these airwaves, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
We need change in this country.
Definitely.
No doubt about it. So that's Thursday's show, and we'll talk about
something else.
Talk about
time.
It in more detail. And probably send out a tweet on it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Wednesday night would be a good theme on the nursing home show. Don't spend my money for something I don't want.
Ooh, I like that. See, this is how we talk when we're off air.
Write that
I'm
down.
Write it down. Yeah, I am.
Don't spend my money on something I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just imagine how the average person would be outraged with something like that.
Yeah, they will.
You know? If they were told, your money has to go for this, you can't have that. You know?
Yeah.
Think about it. People wouldn't stand for that.
Yeah, they won't.
They'd have all kinds of legal protection and everything else.
All right. Don't spend my money on something I do not want. Is that it, or did I miss something?
Yeah, don't spend my money on services that I don't want.
Oh, services. Okay.
Yeah. In other words,
okay, got it.
I'll give you one example.
Yeah.
Allowing a person to stay for hours and hours and hours in their own waste.
Yeah, that's
because,
the problem.
Because their home health aide is not there to help them.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. They're spending that person's money on services that they don't want.
That's right.
Who the hell wants that?
I don't. Sure. You know, even home care does that, Frank. Home care does that.
Well, then you got to, that's another problem, sure, because you don't pay them.
Yeah.
They do that crap, you got to get rid of them. You know, even though you don't pay them, you still have a certain amount of rights to get rid of them. You don't have to put up with that.
Yeah.
Kick them the hell out.
Right.
But when it's worse, when they're taking your money
and doing it
and making you wait for hours and hours and get irritated and infected and all that crap.
Oh, I know. I've
That's
been in
even
that situation.
Worse.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. even worse. You know? When the money is there.
And then
there.
They come to you and say, are you, you know, doing the right thing when you, you know, clean yourself? And I'm like, excuse me? I don't get that part when people, you know, say something like that. Are you doing the right thing? What am I, 4 years old? You know?
Well, they look down on people who are disabled. They assume everybody is mentally deranged. When in fact, it's the other way around. People who let people stay in their own ways, those are the people who are mentally deranged or ill.
I agree.
They're the ones who allow that to happen.
That's right. That's right. I can't imagine.
There you have an analogy.
Mm-hmm.
That's not, I've never heard an analogy made like that
mm-hmm.
on a show for the disabled.
No.
We submit that the people who allow people in nursing homes to stay in their own waste for hours and hours are mentally ill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they must be. Because you wouldn't want to do that to yourself.
There's something wrong with
them. Why are you doing it to other people? You know? Don't make sense to
you know?
Me.
And
you're
no, don't,
people.
don't, Don't discriminate against them. Don't fire them. Make it so the person doesn't have to stay in their own waste. That's the answer.
Yeah.
That would be the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Make it so the home health aide is there.
That's right.
So, there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about change.
Right.
That's one of the biggest fears of change that people who work in nursing homes have.
That's right.
You know? All right, Inner Sight, made her glad. And 213-816-1650 if you want to voice your opinion on the matter, glad. What is it, 8:50? All right, we got about 10 minutes.
Yeah, we got 9 minutes. Yeah, we could see if we have other people. I'm just taking a quick look. Oh, we have to do Able News.
Able News. Let's run the Able News.
Mm-hmm.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight, and I want to thank my good friend Angela Melanie for standing by Inner Sight and for that donating the ad, and we greatly appreciate that. And all our friends who believe in Inner Sight.
That's right.
That we do. We do make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I mean, if we didn't, we wouldn't have over 116,000 listeners.
That's right.
There's a reason why people listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
They believe in us. That's why.
They like what we're saying.
Exactly.
95% of the time, I would say.
Yeah, I would say that also.
They like what we're saying. So that's why we get a lot of listeners. What is the... one time you told me we were in the top 10 shows that are disabled.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Are we still there?
Yeah, I think so. They haven't evaluated it again. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a website about that?
Yeah.
Well, you get a chance. Look it up.
Yeah, I am.
Let's see if it says anything. We're just curious, you know. But, yeah, people listen for a reason, you know. We give people hope of changes that are for the better, too. I want to thank our buddy Joe, who calls in. He said he sent a text message.
He sent me, that I could do it. And we spoke just a little while today, back and forth.
Well, I want to thank. Well, what do you talk about? What do you want?
No, he just wanted to express that he had a lot of experience in marketing, and I don't doubt.
Oh,
him.
Yeah.
He's really good. He was the head of the department, so I don't doubt that he isn't really good. He gives us suggestions that, you know. I had a feeling he was in one of those professions, you know.
Yeah, well, we wish we could hire him.
Me too. He's really good.
You know,
yeah.
We don't have the money for that, but thank you for that message. We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah.
Find anything on that website?
I'm looking. I'm looking.
Well, they don't always list those things, you know. It's
yeah, I know. I gotta look for one. There's
varies.
One by Forbes, 8 disability podcasts that are well worth a listen. Now, this is something different than the last time. This is by Forbes. The other one was by FeedSpot. I just want to see what they
8 have. Disability podcasts?
Yeah. Oh, always this person gets put in the front. Right, let me, I'm not going to advertise it, though.
No.
Right. Hope the hours is listed there.
I mean, that's, you know,
oh,
people...
Oh, they're going, like, research. I don't like that. I rather have more us than anybody else.
Well, people have their opinion, you see. Again,
that's true.
People are afraid of change. See? That's what Inner Sight is about. That's why sometimes we get left behind.
I know.
Because we're talking about drastic change here.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Which we believe is necessary.
It is, yeah.
You know? Especially with all the money being wasted. Forget it. Now the state is being, the country is being sued by the state of, I think it's Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what Biden did with the student loans. Did you hear about that?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Because the state's going to lose a lot of money.
Yeah, of course.
It wasn't a very smart thing he did.
Nope.
The better way to do it. You know?
Okay, here. Yeah. I think I got that thing that we're talking. Oh,
so,
we're number 3.
Number 3 where?
Yeah, 3rd on the top 20 disability podcasts. We're number 3.
What website is that?
It's FeedSpot. FeedSpot.
Speech.
Feed. FeedSpot. Like you're feeding somebody, and then it's spot. SPOT. FeedSpot.
FeedSpot.
Right, and just type in top 10 disability podcast. I did it that way.
How do you spell the last word? Feed what?
S, like you spot something, like a dog, spot, go there. No, it's S-P, P as in Paul, O as in Oscar, T as in Tango. Feed,
oh,
spot.
Feed, spot.
Yeah, feed,
feed
spot.
Feed spot, all right.
Yeah.
So there it is, folks. Go to feed spot. You want to see our number 3.
Yeah.
In the top 20. Who beat us out?
Let me see. Disability Matters is one of them. And Exceptional Leaders. Yeah.
Now, do they have numbers of how many listeners?
I don't see it now. But they have short. They have one episode per week, and an average length is 37 minutes. That's the top, the one that's the first
oh,
one.
Oh, that's
yeah.
They're not competing with us. We're on for an hour every night.
Yes, we are.
All
but
right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night for that hour. Open
right.
mic. I want to thank all our friends. I want to thank the spot for telling the world that we're number 3 in the top 20.
Right.
Greatly appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Can use that feed spot. Go to feed spot. All right, yes. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Inner Sight. Goodbye, world. Inner
Good
Sight.
Night,
Good night,
everyone.
Everybody. Thank you.
Take care.